This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
والله يدعو إلى دار السلام ويهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم.
Showing off. Narrated Abu Musa. A man came to the Prophet of Allah, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, and asked, "A man fights for war booty, another fights for fame, and a third fights for showing off. Which of them fights in Allah's cause?" The Prophet, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, "He who fights that Allah's word should be superior, fights in Allah's cause."
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to another episode of Purification of the Soul. I'm your host, Abu Abdus Salam, and we have with us in the studio our guests from my right, Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi.
How are you?
I'm fine, alhamdulillah.
And Gulraz.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. And Baha.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi. We were discussing in the previous episode about the sin or the disease of the heart and soul called ostentation or showing off, riya. Now, we spoke about the different levels of ostentation with regards to who one is aiming when it comes to doing a religious action or an act of worship. Now, there are also different levels of ostentation with regards to whether a person is showing off in the essence of the act of worship, or whether he is showing off in the qualities or the qualities of the act of worship. As for the first, when a person shows off in the essence of the act of worship, that is, he only does the act of worship out of ostentation. This is of three types. The first is if he shows off in the essence of iman, In other words, he openly exhibits that he is a Muslim, but there is no iman in his heart. This is the worst type of ostentation. And the one who does this, what is he called in Islam?
A hypocrite.
A hypocrite. In Arabic?
Showing off in Arabic?
Mm-hmm. No, the one who says he has iman, but he has no iman in his heart.
Okay, munafiq.
Munafiq. He's the munafiq, the hypocrite. And the pure, sheer hypocrite. Now this person, he will dwell in the fire forever as a disbelieving hypocrite. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُمْ نَصِيرًا خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. That the hypocrites will be in the lowest level of the hellfire, and you will not find for them a helper, and they will dwell there in the hellfire. This is in Surah An-Nisa. So the first type of ostentation with regards to the essence of an act of worship is the essence or the asl of iman. When a person says, "I believe," amanna, he says, "I believe," with his tongue, he claims to be Muslim, but in reality he has no iman in his heart. The second type of ostentation with regards to the essence of a person's action is that he doesn't actually show off with respect to the essence of iman. He has iman, but he shows off when doing obligatory acts of worship. This is like a Muslim who only prays his obligatory prayers in the presence of people. If he was left by himself, he would not pray. And the same goes for the one who gives zakah or fasts in Ramadan, when only he does these things when the people see him. When alone, he doesn't do any of these obligations. This person, he desires the pleasure of the people much more than the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He fears the people much more than the fear of Allah. And often this is the case, for example, when a child, he has iman. A child, maybe when I say child, I mean over the age of adolescence. He has iman, but the parents are forcing him, for example, to pray. Maybe he's 12, 13, 14, 15 years old. 16, 17. He's a teenager, maybe. His parents are forcing him to pray, so he only prays for the sake of his parents. Sometimes he might do it with wudu. Sometimes he might do it without wudu, because his sole goal is to show off for his parents. But the difference here is, although it's the essence of the prayer, in other words, he began the prayer, he started the prayer with the intention of showing off, but his essence of iman is okay. So this person is also, he is also in danger. And we discussed some of these types in the previous episode. And the third type is the person who shows off when doing supererogatory acts of worship, voluntary acts of worship. So when he performs the obligations, he doesn't show off. He would do them whether people are there or not. However, he would not do the voluntary deeds unless people are watching him. This is also great in the sight of Allah, and the person will also still be sinning. But obviously his level is less than the one before him, the one who does it with regards to the obligations. So here, this type of ostentation, these three types that we're talking about here, this taxonomy deals with the type, different types of ostentation with regards to a person who is ostentatious in the beginning of his action. In other words, he's doing the action for other than Allah. So some do or have iman for other than Allah. Some do only, they have iman for the sake of Allah. They have faith for the sake of Allah. But they do the obligations only for the sake of other people. And some people, they have iman, they do the obligations, whether people are there or not, watching or not. But when it comes to voluntary deeds, supererogatory actions or acts of worship, then the person won't do them unless people are present. All of these people are of different levels, of course, when it comes to ostentation. The worst is the first of them, because he's a sheer hypocrite. This is with regards to a person who does the act of deed from the beginning to show off, for the sake of other than Allah. But then there's a second type of ostentation here in this taxonomy. And that is when a person shows off, not in the essence of the act of worship. He would have performed the action even if no one was watching him. But in the outward performance of the act of worship, he has been hit by showing off. He shows off in the qualities of his act of worship. This means that the person does the action in essence for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, he beautifies his action in front of others out of ostentation. And this is also, this is of three categories. The first is to display ostentation through a deed which, if he abandoned, the act of worship would be considered deficient in the sight of Allah. Such as a person who intends to shorten his prostration. Now we know that there is a certain minimum obligation of all the pillars of the prayer, like prostration, like sujood or sajda, like ruku' or bowing. Okay, what is the minimum obligation when it comes to that?
To say Subhana Rabbiya A'la in sujood.
Yes, and also in terms of the time that he should spend in sujood. What is the minimum obligation there? That his bones should come to rest. That he should come to rest. So he shouldn't be like a crow who's just pecking up and down. The minimum obligation is to go into ruku' and rest. Then come back up and rest. Then go into sajda, prostration and rest. So this is the minimum obligation. We know this. So if a person leaves out this minimum obligation when he's by himself, then his prayer is considered deficient. It's deficient. And this type of person, what he will do, he will actually, even though he'll shorten his prostration or bowing during his prayer when he's by himself, but what stops him in front of other people, what stops him is that they're watching him. So he will lengthen it just enough for his prayer to be valid. But this is only because other people are watching. Okay, and this will become a bit clearer in the next type of person, when we're explaining the next type of person. So this type of person, we're saying, the essence of the prayer was for whom?
For Allah.
Was for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the thing is, he was leaving a certain obligation in the prayer, that if he, because he abandoned this obligation, if he were to abandon this obligation, the prayer would be deficient. But the only reason he does that obligation in the prayer, for example, lengthening the prostration or the bowing, for just enough time such that his bones come to rest, which is an obligation in the prayer. He does that only because people are watching him. Now the second type of this, is this ostentation through a deed by leaving something which did not constitute a deficiency. But instead it is an extra. Okay, it's an extra. So for example, to say Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Okay, if you do it once in sajda, it's obligatory. But if you do it twice or thrice, then this is the sunnah. Or thrice, five times, seven times, in an odd number of times. This is the sunnah, it's recommended. So a person, he may only do one time, he may only recite once, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, which is the obligation. So he does the obligation in the prayer. But in front of other people, when they come, then he recites it five times. So he's elongating the prayer, but by doing a deed which is not something obligatory of the prayer. It's a virtuous, a merit, if you like. It's something extra. It's a sunnah or a mustahab, recommended action part of the prayer. The third type is a person who, he doesn't leave something obligatory, and he doesn't leave something which is voluntary with regards to the prayer itself. But he displays ostentation through doing acts which do not belong to the supererogatory category, such as arriving at the masjid well before other people. Sorry, let me repeat that. He is doing acts of worship that belong to the supererogatory category, but they don't actually belong to the act of worship itself. So for example, the prayer. Okay, when a person goes early to the masjid, he goes early to the masjid well before the other people, and or he tries to stand in the first row, this is not actually part of the prayer. It's outside of the prayer, but it's something voluntary that a person should do, and he'll get good reward for that. He'll be, because it's a voluntary recommended deed. So this type of person, if he was by himself, he would not rush to the masjid to go early and try to get the front row. But as soon as his friends are there watching him, then he rushes to show that, hey, I'm a pious person, I go to get the front row. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ said the best rows for men are the front rows. After the break, inshallah, we'll see some more details with regards to ostentation. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ وَبَارَكَ عَلَى نَبِيْنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ.
Ask It is a program which aims to answer your questions about your deen, your faith, your way of life. This course is Islam.
This is a totally different price, but I divided the payment over this period of time. And the seller is the person or the firm which owns the item which you're buying. In this condition, this form of business transaction is lawful.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Before the break, we were discussing some of the different levels of ostentation. First of all, what is ostentation?
Showing off.
Showing off in Arabic?
Riya.
Riya. And Riya comes from the word Ra'a. What does Ra'a mean?
To see.
To see. And to Ra'i, which is actually the real root of Riya, means to show off. To show off. Or to be ostentatious. Now, there are different types of ostentation. There is that which is in the essence of an action, and that is of three different categories. What are they? Firstly, the worst of which, where the one who does this is deemed a pure and sheer hypocrite, is?
When the action is solely for the sake of people seeing him.
Yes, of iman. When a person does an act of worship, and that worship being faith, or iman, solely for the people seeing him. Solely for the people seeing him. The second is that with regards to obligatory deeds, that he does this solely for the people seeing him. And the third is with regards to voluntary deeds. And in all these three cases, if the people weren't there, he would have not done these acts of worship. He's only doing these acts of worship, in other words, claiming to be a believer, doing the five pillars, for example, and doing the voluntary deeds. for example. So these three things he'll only do only when people are there. This is in the essence of the act of worship. The second type, we said, of ostentation is that with regards to the qualities of the act of worship, beautifying acts of worship. In other words, the essence of the act of worship is there, but a person beautifies it more in order for the people to see. And we said that this is also of three types. One is when a person does an action which he would have normally left. And that action would make deficient his act of worship. And what's an example of that?
For example, he would have prayed anyway.
He would have prayed anyway, but...
But because people are looking, he would...
He lengthens
the sujood, the recitation.
And ruku, his bowing. To the extent that if they weren't there, he would have only lengthened it. He wouldn't even have lengthened it. He'd gone down and gone up straight away, without even the minimum obligation of that ruku and sujood. So in this case, he's doing an act of worship. He's doing a particular quality. He's bringing into a quality of his act of worship, a level that if he had left, his act of worship would have been deficient. And the second is when he brings into his act of worship something that if he'd have left, it would not have made the act of worship deficient. In other words, it's something voluntary that completes or perfects the act of worship. Like what?
Like extra...
Subhanahu wa Rabbiyal A'la. Yeah, like extra dhikr or remembrances of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like extra saying Subhanahu Rabbiyal A'la three times or five times. Because the first one is obligatory. And if one says it three times or five times or seven times and so on, then these are voluntary. So a person normally would only say it once, the obligation. But then when people are there, he starts to say it three times, five times, seven times and so on and so forth. Now the third type of ostentation here, with regards to the quality of worship, is by doing acts that do not belong to the act of worship itself. It doesn't belong to the act of worship, but it's related to the act of worship. They're supererogatory actions, if you like. Let's have an example of that.
As you mentioned, going to the masjid early for the salah is an extra thing to get the front row. So you wouldn't normally do that, but because people are looking, you'd go there early.
Yeah, so if a person does this, this also falls into what?
Ostentation.
Showing off. And all three types of ostentation are totally prohibited. And why are we going into so much detail of the different types of ostentation and the different levels and so on and so forth?
The reason why is because when we know, for instance, the evil of something, we can avoid it.
Yeah, when we know the evil of something, we can avoid it. But also, there's another reason, slightly deeper than that.
I guess we're not always aware of how many different ways this ostentation can enter our worship.
Yes, that's absolutely right. And that's why it's a shirk al-khafi, which means the hidden shirk, the hidden type of polytheism. Because we're not always aware of how this ostentation can enter a person. And it's for this reason that the scholars, they wrote volumes and volumes and volumes about this topic of sincerity, which is the opposite of being ostentatious. And Imam al-Ghazali rahimahullah is one of the great scholars who wrote in his book Al-Ihya, Ihya Ulum al-Din. He wrote in this book some of the ways or some of the taxonomies of ostentation, and then he followed that up with some of the cures, which inshallah we'll look in the next episode. For the moment, let's look at some interviews about what people think about ostentation, and then we'll return to this topic.
When you show an act of worship, that means you do things for showing people, not for Allah. And by that you don't get the thawab.
I think when someone says that he's going to pray, in front of people telling them that he's going to pray, or praying in front of a lot of people, show them he's going to pray, even though he can go to any open space or a place that doesn't have people. Or when he's praying and just saying the words in a loud voice, even though he has to make it low.
Telling people that I'm going to pray, while talking loud voice while praying.
First of all, I think it's religiously, it's definitely wrong. Because the Prophet Muhammad said, you know, you shouldn't show off, You shouldn't walk on the street, you know, showing off, you know, showing your body, showing all that. So it's wrong religiously. Second of all, socially, people don't hate those people who show off, you know. You reject the person. When you see a person showing off, you just reject him, you know. It's not nice, yeah. Third of all, due to the culture and tradition, our ancestors and all that, they didn't show off.
So we can see how important it is to be aware of this disease of ostentation and how one, you know, can try to keep away from this, or how important it is for somebody to keep away from this disease. Now, we've seen some of the degrees of ostentation which relate to the objects with regards to which ostentation is taken, or through which ostentation is undertaken. Some of them are worse than others, as we've seen, but all are blameworthy. But when somebody is ostentatious, he usually has a purpose or goal for why he is showing off. Why is he showing off his acts of worship? This could be like trying to obtain wealth or status or the like. So the purpose or goal of ostentation also has 3 degrees. But before we talk about that, let's see what our viewers think about that. Why do people show off their good deeds?
For instance, they might want to show that they are pious. For instance, you may have a person who said he wants to show that to other people that he's pious. He might want, so therefore he might not change his clothes, he might not change his trousers, or something like this.
Mm. Another reason could be so that people don't have a bad impression of him. They don't see him praying, they say, oh, he's an evil person. Mm. So for that, you mean?
Yeah, so in your case, he wants praise from the people to make out that he's pious, or he's, you know, and so on and so forth. And in the example you gave, because he's fearful of being censured, he's fearful of being blamed.
Or trying to hide the bad things he got. Yes.
And that is particularly the case when a person leaves off the obligations, but he does it in front of people, because he's trying to hide his bad qualities. Well, the reasons, we can sum them up, and it is what you said. And the worst, or the worst and most destructive type, is when a person is ostentatious in order to perform something haram. In other words, he's using ostentation or acts of worship, and he's showing those off in order to obtain something haram. And an example of this is when a person displays good deeds in order to get closer to a woman, for example. Or when he displays good deeds in order to attain a position of authority, which he can abuse and attain unlawful wealth. This type of ostentatious person is the most hated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because this person has used acts of worship to commit a sin, to commit a crime, to commit something that is haram, and he's taken these acts of worship as a tool for his sinfulness. So you can imagine how evil this is. He's using acts of worship, which is something that righteous people should do. Something that he should be, in fact, trying to attain the reward of Allah. Trying to attain the pleasure of Allah by. But he's using that to attain something unlawful. To commit an offense. The second type of person, or the second type of goal, is when a person aims at obtaining worldly gain that is in itself lawful. For example, property or marriage. But he wants to do this in an unlawful way, in other words, by being ostentatious in his acts of worship. So an example could be a person who busies himself with giving Islamic lectures for people to give him money, or for someone to offer his daughter to him in marriage. This kind of ostentation is prohibited, as it entails seeking something of this worldly life through obedience to Allah. But it is less grave than the previous degree. But it is nonetheless a sin. One should intend by any act of worship that he does the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third type is when a person does not intend to obtain a worldly gain or wealth, but rather displays his worship for fear that he may be thought of as lazy. An example of this could be someone who prays Taraweeh prayer in Ramadan, which is a voluntary act. But he does this in order to be seen as not being lazy in his deen. And all of these degrees and ranks of ostentation expose the person who is ostentatious to Allah's wrath. And ostentation, as we said, is one of the severest causes of destruction. In the next episode, inshallah, we'll look at how can we know if this hidden disease is in us. And this is very important, because we've said about how evil this disease is, but we've also talked about how difficult it is for a person to control himself and how hidden it is from a person. So we're going to see some telltale signs that we should look at ourselves and see, is this present in us? Because if it is, then these are signs that a person may be ostentatious. And then after that, inshallah, we will look at some of the cures of ostentation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from all types of shirk, riya, sum'a, ujub, and all types of shirk. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.